Okay, hope you're all good. Today's actually, I'm going to say a very short shiur, right? I said one ha'ara, and that's it. Because, so we'll leave mamash short. Maybe 15, 20 minutes. I want to revisit the Tosfos HaRosh, the Tosfos and Chof Tesamid Beis with the Tosfos HaRosh and the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. So let's go over that again carefully. So Tosfos and Tosfos HaRosh and Chof Tesamid Beis say a big chiddush. That if somebody's mashach chometz al menas levaroi, so there's no iser. You're allowed to be mashach chometz al menas levaroi. They take it out from the Gemara. They have a raya from the Gemara. Other Rishonim, a chiluk on the raya from the Gemara. The Gemara itself is not a concern. But they saw in the Gemara over there that you're allowed to be mashach chometz al menas levaroi. And Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz also takes that out from that Gemara, that you're allowed to be, he has a different lashon, we'll see in a second. But that's how they say it. You're allowed to be mashach chometz al menas levaroi. And the hesbah that they give is because it's nitik l'asei. Since the biur is the essay, that's the Gemara Tzadikei, they're giving the Gemara Tzadikei, it's a lav nitik l'asei. So you're allowed to be over the lav al menas to menat to get to an essay. That's their yisoid. So I said yesterday, L'choritz Apella, that Mr. Shagasai asked the kasha. The Shagasai in Simon Payalev says, is that the halacha? That you're allowed to be over a lav in order to be menatika al menasti, you're going to be menatika to an assay? He says, that means you're allowed to be, he has a bunch of examples. He said, I also gave examples. Somebody, somebody steals al menasti, he's going to give the gezel back. There's a lav for Ma'anus who married the Anusa. There's a lav, but it's nitik laseh, because kol yom of b'amid b'hafsi, the Gemara says. So does that mean he's allowed to be megarsha, menasti b'menatik laseh, and so on and so forth? I added the example of noisa. Are you allowed to be meisa the korban al menasti that you're going to be served for it afterwards? So avadanat. And he has Shagzai brings rais even that it's that you're not that there's no such heter. And in addition, the Shagzai is from a Mishnah Mufureshes. The Mishnah Sochim, and that Mem Vav Menala. The Mishnah says, "Ketzer Mafishin Chala B'Tumah B'Yomtiv." Person is a lady's baking bread on Yomtiv, and the dough is tummy. And it's Pesach, Yom Tov of Pesach. So there's a problem. How is she going to exactly what should she do? If she's going to be Mafish Chala, so now the Chala is Truma Tumeo. Truma Tumeo, you're not allowed to eat. So she can't bake it. It's not Echel Nefesh. And it's not Echel Nefesh because Truma Tumeo, you're not allowed to eat it. There's a din of Sreifus Kodshim, but the Halach is Ein Sreifin Kodshim be Yom Tov. Just to let it sit and rise, then it's going to become chometz. No, it's bekitzer. She's in a quandary. If she's going to be mafish, the dough is not yet chometz. If she's going to be mafish it and leave it sitting, it's going to become chometz. If she'll bake it, once she's mafish it, it's truma tmei. You're not allowed to bake truma tmei on Yom Tov. So she's between a rock and a hard place. So it's a machlekes telling what should she do. Rabbi Leza says, le'tikul Hashem ad she'tofa, ad she'tofa. She should not be mafresh the challah until after she bakes the bread. No, she's allowed to bake the bread before she's mafresh the challah, Rebbe Lezer holds, because then she's baking the bread for eating. You're allowed to eat challah that's not chulun. You're allowed to eat it if it's tummy. So she's allowed to, before you differentiate the truma, before you differentiate the challah, she's allowed to bake the whole loaf. And Beseira says, titel b'tzaynon, she should put it into cold water. She should be mafresh the challah and put it into cold water, that it won't rise. And Rabbi Shua says, "Leize uchamish u'mosharon of bar yobah imotzei ela mafishosim nichosa the erev v'mechmitza chmitza." That it's not her, even if she's mafish the challah, but it's not hers, so it's not the yirolacha, so she's not going to be over bar yobah imotzei. Then there's all sugya. What exactly there? What are the arguments of that? Goes on for a while. Zehem shechadvarim daf memches. Rabbi Leize said to Rabbi Shua, "V'dvarecha, she's going to be over bar yobah imotzei." She's going to do like you, me mafish challah, and leave it around. So you say loizah chametz shemusar nolov, but I think that if she does it, she's going to be over by rabbi yamotze. That's the mishnah of the gemara. Li'inyanenu, says the Shagasai, why is it by rabbi yamotze? let it be mafresh to challah, and leave it around al menas that comes chol hamoed, she'll burn it. So she's being mashech chametz al menas levari. And Tosus says that you're allowed to be mashech chametz al menas levari. So there, the chori have a befeir shigemara that you're not allowed to be mashech chametz al menas levari. So married the kasha and Tosus. Two kashas. Number one, every lavanitik lasse, that's the kasha we talked about yesterday. Every lavanitik lasse, you're not allowed to be over the lav in order to be menatik to an assay. You're not like it, but you're not allowed to do it. And number two, as he and Shagasaya has their eyes to that. And number two, it's against the Mishnah Daf Mevav. What's the machleksib? How to be mafish? If you can't burn it today, so you'll burn it tomorrow, and you'll be mashu the chametz al menas levar. Then in addition, we have Tosha Ben Peretz. Tosha Ben Peretz and Daf Chavtes has the same yisoid. It takes after the more of the same yisoid, but a whole different usuch. He says, because since you're being Isaac in the chametz levar, so hare you can move. So what I said yesterday was that it's not a machlekes at all. They're both saying the same yisoid. And bozev alimadal zeh, from Tosha Ben Peretz, we have a gilui in the pshat and Tosha and Tosha Sarosh. That when Tosus and Tosus Rosh said you're allowed to be mashal chametz al menas levaroi, they didn't mean you're allowed to be mashal chametz today al menas that tomorrow I'm going to be mevaret. That's avada osir. Today you're being mashal chametz. Are you planning tomorrow to be mevaret? That's like being over alive al menas that tomorrow I'm going to be mekayim leasei. Avada that you're not allowed to do. And that's the gemara daf. That's the mishnah daf mevok. You can't be mafresh the challah now, according to Rabbi Lezer. And leave it around, I'm going to ask that Cholamayit, I'm going to be Mevarad. What does it help me that Cholamayit, I'm going to be Mevarad? But today on Yom Tov, I'm over by Yom Tov. That Tosus and Tosus Rosh said that you're allowed to be Mashiach Chometz al Menas Levaroi, they meant like Tosus Ben Peretz, that you're Isaac in the beer. The al Menas over here doesn't mean al Menas that he has a mental reservation that tomorrow is going to be Mevarad. It means he's Mashiach Chometz al Menas, he's Mashiach Chometz in order to burn it. Meaning he's busy getting the etzim, he's busy getting the lighter fluid, so he keeps the chametz, he's mashed the chametz, he's holding out to the chametz, because he's busy being mevar. That's the almanas. The almanas is not with the intent to, the almanas means in order to. He's mashed the chametz in order to be mevar. Meaning he's busy with the beer, but the beer takes time, he has to gather together the wherewithal in order to do the beer. So that's the shia, it's a shia. That every second that he's being mashed, that second is being used in order to eventually be mevayar the chametz once he gets everything together. And that's the lashon of Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, that he's oisik bebiurin. They use the lashon that is almanas levari. So the lashon of Rabbeinu Peretz is that he's oisik bebiurin. So I want to say that's what they also mean. The almanas means he's oisik bebiurin. That's the almanas. So that's like a different than a regular lavanitik lasse. Why is it different? Because the regular lavanitik lasse, even if you have in mind to be menatik it later, you have in mind to do the essay later, but right now you're doing the lav, and the lav is not the essay. The mice of the lav is not the mice of the essay. But by Bali Rabbi Emotze, the lav is the shehiyah. And if the shehiyah itself the time passing by the shehiyah itself is being used it's being pressed into the service of the essay. So the shehiyah itself is part of the esek of being mekayim the essay. The shehiyah itself is machshirim of the essay. So then already it's called you weren't over the lav in the first place, because the shehiyah itself is the shehiyah itself becomes part of the kiyum of the essay, and that's the kabbalah of the Tosus. And I wanted to say that that's what Tosus Ben Peretz means as well. Bozev alimid alzeh Tosus Ben Peretz is megal on the Tosus. That the almanas means that he's Isaac Kolazman, and the Tosus is mavar in the Rebbe is sheds light on the Rebbe of Peretz. That what is this Isaac Kolazman? So Isaac beer ayukim of ur. It means leinyan leinyan because the beer is the nitik of the essay. So mimela, you're not over the lav. Somebody had their hand up. Somebody wanted to say something. Yeah.
Ravi just like froze for the last 10 seconds, I think. If Ravi could just repeat. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. So I'm saying what I wanted to say yesterday, now I'm adding the Shagasai. What I wanted to say yesterday is that the Tosus and the Tosus Ben Peretz The Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh on the one hand and the one side, and the Tosfos Ben Peretz on the other side shed light on each other. Tosfos Ben Peretz sheds light on Tosfos that when Tosfos at Tosfos Rosh said Amin Nas Levaray, they didn't mean with the intent to be Mavara. They meant like Rabbeinu Peretz, that he's Isaac in the essay. He's Isaac in the beer. The almanas means he's busy with the beer. He's getting together the things that he needs in order to be mevar. So, and that answers the Shagas Ayas Kashas, as we explained. And then conversely, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is also very awesome. What is this thing that calls much Isaac beer? What kind of magic is that? So he said he means like the Tosfos and the Tosfos Harosh. That calls me that you're Isaac in the beer. You're Isaac in the nitik in the essay. So therefore, it's kimavur in the sense you're not over the law.
Rabbi,
I want to qualify it. Yeah,
that I would understand that as drawing a distinction between the law nitik essay, for instance, of stealing, and veheshes agzela against beer chametz. What about like nosar? What if there was one moment when he's not gathering the wood?
Right. So somebody asked that yesterday. Nice is also different. By nicer, the lav is the leaving it till morning. Is leaving it till morning, letting the morning come. The letting the morning come is not a tzarech of the sreifa. He didn't need. I mean, what would be in such a case? If he had a special case, it's 11:45. It's 11:55. And now the deadline is approaching, and in those last 5 minutes, he's busy collecting up the wood in order to do Sreifa. So we'll say so the waiting till the morning, I don't know, 11:55, whatever, it's before morning, it's 5:55 a.m. and it's 5 minutes till morning. Come 6 o'clock, he's gonna be over, he's gonna violate Leisei Siru. But he's doing the Leisei Siru because he wants to, because he's busy with the Sreifa. I think it's still not the same. First of all, it's a funny kind of case. Because why is he busy collecting up wood? 11:55, let him eat it. Not supposed to be moistened. He should be eating it. Not collecting up wood to burn it after. Yeah, I mean, 5:55, he should be eating it, not collecting up wood to burn it after 6 o'clock. And let's say we'll construct some kind of case. It's too much to eat. So he knows that he's going to have to be moistened. So he's busy spending those last 5 minutes collecting up the eitzim. So first of all, maybe in a chenami, that's not the normal case. But also, I don't think it's even the same. The Isser of Leisei Siru is not an Isser Shehiyah. It's an Isser to be Meiser. The being Meiser is not part of the Esek. The being Meiser that Baker is not part of the Esek of the essay. Ba'yobay Mutz is an Isser of Shehiyah. Shehiyah means that you have Chametz in your Rishus, you're Masha, the Chametz in your Rishus. It's the having the Chametz. The having the Chametz in my Rishus. The Shehiyah. But the Shehiyah itself is part of the essay if I'm using the time in order to be Mekayim the essay.
So that would only work so long as every instant of the Shehiyah,
That's why from Tosfos Ben Peretz sheds light on Tosfos. Tosfos Ben Peretz is the fairest that way. I'm not saying the Maran Chav Teslam and Beis. You play to the Chumash and you're going to burn it right away. So he says Beferish that it's because you're Isaac Bibiur. Calls Manshu Isaac Bibiur Kumavur. So he's obviously learning the Gemara Chav Teslam and Beis that it's talking about where you're using every second. So I think that's the Psalm Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh as well. When they said that he's mashed the chametz al manas levari, that's what he means. Not al manas with the intent of, like I said, al manas meaning in order that. He's mashed the chametz in order to burn it, meaning it takes time to burn it, and that's the shiur that we're talking about. The 5 minutes that it takes to burn it, or the hour that it takes to burn it, that's the shiur that we're being done on. That shiur is mutter. Because since that shiur is for the sake of the essay, so it's called he's being mashed. The Shia itself is part of the Esik of the Esik with the lav. The Maisa lav is part of the Esik of the Esik, then it's not called you're over the lav at all. That's not doing the lav in order to later be menatikit. That's called that while I'm doing the lav, I'm actually doing the Esik. Or I'm doing the Esik of the Esik.
In the Shagas Aryeh, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like leaving it until Chol HaMoed. Every second she's...
Yeah, that's not how the Shagas Aryeh understood Tosfos. That's not how the Shagas Aryeh understood Tosfos. I'm coming to answer the Shagas Aryeh's kashas. I'm saying the Tosfos made a parrot is a gilu that's what Tosfos meant. So I wanted to revisit it. I think in Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh, I think it's good. But I'm not so convinced anymore that that's the pshat in Tosfos made a parrot. And I'll tell you why. Because... Let's go back to Abaye. We have a Tosfos Ben Peretz in the Dalai Lama base. Abaye said, how do I know that Yom Rishon is Yudalad and not Tezvav? Because it says Shivas Yomim. How could it mean Tezvav? It says Shivas Yomim is early Motzi Vivatechem. And Rashi learns that Abai is saying it's a contradiction. It can't mean Ach by Yom Rishon Tashvisu can't mean that Tezvav, because at Tezvav you're violating by Yom by Motzi. Taisus, Taisus Rosh, Taisus Rebbe Peretz, they're all Chaylik and Rashi. But how are they Chaylik and Rashi? So Taisus is very cryptic. But the Taisus Rosh spelled out, he's Chaylik and Rashi. As he says,
Rabbi?
Yeah?
Rabbi's getting cut off.
Again. Internet connection is unstable. Okay, let me get a phone. Hold on.
Welcome to Zoom. Enter your meeting ID followed by... You are in the meeting now. There are more than 40 participants in the meeting. This meeting is being recorded. You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself. You are muted.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So, again, let's go back to Abaye. The way Rashi understands Abaye, Abaye is asking a sphere. How can Tashbisu be Bayem Arishon and Tezvav when Bayem Arishon is Bayor Bayem Mose? Taisus, Taisus Rosh, Taisus Ben Aperet, Techelik and Rashi. What's the Nusach? How is Taisus Rosh, let's say? Taisus is Bekistah, but Taisus Rosh, how is Techelik and Rashi? Taisus Rosh is Techelik and Rashi. Says, what's the stira? Tashbisu is the essay that's menafik the lav. So of course, every essay that's menafik halav is bizman halav. It's always that way. Whenever you have a lav and it's a glassay, the essay is bizman halav. So what's the stira? Tashbisu is a lav and it's tashbisu is the essay that's menafik the lav. The lav and it's a glassay. So of course, tashbisu is in this man about your obey motzi. Why is that a stira at all? To notice something. The Taisus Rosh himself in Chof Tesim at Beis also has this big chiddush that if you have in mind, if you're Mashiach Chom and Talmanath Levara, you're not even over the lab in the first place. But he didn't use, and that's a big chiddush he's made from the word Chof Tesim at Beis. But he didn't use that chiddush in order to formulate his Kasha and Rashi. Like he could have asked Rashi, Rashi, what's the problem? If you, what's the steer between Tashbisu and Bar Yirah? If he's planning to do Tashbisu, then he's not over Bar Yirah at all. He didn't use that as part of his Kashan Rashi. Why not?
Because you didn't need to. That's a chiddush. He took out of the Gemara and Chavos Testament base. It's not a chiddush that he needs to formulate the Kasha and Rashi, even if that chiddush is not true. And if you and Mashi Chomet from Anas Tavara is over the lav. That has nothing to do. The Rashi is still sure. Every lav and itik lasei, every ordinary lav and itik lasei, you tackle over the lav, after which you do the essay. But so what? They still have the same zman. The zman of the essay is after you over the lav. That's all he needs to ask on Rashi. So it's for the purposes of the Kash and Rashi, it's not necessary to invoke this big chiddush that Masha Chomet Amenach Levare, you're not even over the lav in the first place. What does that do? That's an interesting chiddush, and maybe it makes the Kash and Rashi even worse. Because where's the steer? You're not even over by Rabbi Motzi, calls mine, you want to do Tashvisu. But that's not, you don't have to bring in the big guns, and that's a very radical chiddush from Chavos Testament Beis. Not necessary. The Kash and Rashi is, Bechlal, there's no steer between Shivas Yomim, Bayor Baymotzi, being Shivas Yomim, and Tashvisu, being Bayom Marishan, being Betesvo. Because every Lavanitik Lass say it that way. So that's all Tashvisu Rosh needed to say it to Eskan Rashi, and that's how Tashvisu Rosh asked the Kashan Rashi. But Tashvisu Yomim of Peretz, when he asks the Kashan Rashi, he taka uses this chiddush that Mashe Chometz, that Kozman Shaisik Bibiyur, and Yerayikim Uvur. That's what he asks on Rashi. He doesn't ask on Rashi that it's a lavanitik lasse, and every lavanitik lasse, the essay comes after the lav. He doesn't even touch that. He asks on Rashi, he says, what's the stira? Why can't you have tashvisu if it's in the zman of the shivas yomim? If you're Isaac in tashvisu, you're not over by Rabbi Motzei. And he even asks him, more clever, he says, and what's it going to be different if tashvisu now is after, is in Yudalad after Chatzai? But tashvisu is la'achaz mani suri. He holds like the Valley of Tashvisu, but tashvisu is la'achaz mani suri, the strafe is la'achaz mani suri. So it's always that way. Tashvisu la'achaz mani suri, and it's in the zman of the Issa Shehir. So how can tashvisu be in the zman of Issa Shehir? Because kozman she'isik b'biyurei reyukim avur. If the yisoid of kozman she'isik b'biyurei reyukim avur is built on the fact that it's a lav and itik lasei, he didn't need this chiddush that kozman she'isik b'biyurei reyukim avur, which is a very big chiddush. It could be an ordinary lav and itik lasei in an ordinary way where you're over the lav and then you fix it with the essay. It's still a kasha and rashi. So that leads me to think that Tosfos in the Peretz talk a different yisoid. That he's not coming from the fact that it's a lav and itik lasei, and when you're doing the lav, you're busy with the esek of the essay. So when you're doing the maisa lav, you're busy with it. When the maisa of the lav is part of the esek of the essay, you're not violating the lav at all. So Lavanitik lasei de kechidushim. If he was saying lavanitik lasei de kechidushim, he didn't need this chiddush. He could have said it's lavanitik lasei. He's not working with lavanitik lasei. I don't know why. I don't know why he's not working with lavanitik lasei. Maybe he holds. I don't know. Like I don't know why he didn't ask Tosfos Rosh Kash. It's a lavanitik lasei. Every lavanitik lasei, the lav and the essay is after the lav. I don't know why he didn't ask Tosfos Rosh Nusuch. I guess it's theoretically possible that maybe in Tzadikayim with Aleph, he's like the Rambam, he's not Goyer, that it's a Lav and it's a Klesei. Maybe also Tashbisu is talking not Menatik the Lav. Very hard to believe that Tashbisu Ben Peretz, who's just a Baal Tashbisu, had a different gist in Tzadikayim than the Baal Tashbisu. Hard to imagine. You know, he had the same shots that they did. Maybe the Rambam had it, lived in a different place, he had different shots, but Tashbisu Ben Peretz was just one of the Baal Tashbisu. So I don't know what to do with that. But it still seems clear to me that this yisoid of Tosfos Ben Peretz, he's not touching the issue of lav and itik lasei. He's saying a different yisoid entirely. He's saying stami yisoid and svar, and that is in svar in the zloshim of the Zig Tawi. He doesn't talk about it being a lav and itik lasei. He's saying yisoid and svar, because man shall isik b'biurei reyukim avur. Yes, you have to know what that yisoid and svar is. I suppose it's similar to the yisoid that we've touched on in Rashi by Bitul Balev. He doesn't have it by Bitul Balev because he's not from the Rashi people that Bitul Balev is going to ask from Tashbisu. But he has a svar that Bayor Bayimotzi is an Issa Shehiel. The Issa Bayor Bayimotzi is to be Mashed the Chomets. And he held in svara that Kozman your Isaac in the beer, it's not called you being Mashed the Chomets. Being Mashed the Chomets has an element of Reitze B'Kiyume. If you're busy trying to destroy the Chomets, it's not called, it's in svara, it's not called you being Mashed the Chomets. So that's the case. So Tosfos Ben Peretz. So it's two different shittos. I still think that what I said in Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh is correct. then when they say that you're that I'm mashu chametz on manas bavari, you're not even it's mutis to be mashu chametz on manas bavari. They don't mean I'm manas bavari tomorrow. Then you have the shagas ayis kashas. Mashu chametz on manas bavari means mashu chametz in or with for the sake of being mavaret. Meaning the time that I'm taking to be mashu the chametz is time that I'm using to be mavaret. So the maisa has the maisa of the shiur is itself part of the esek of the essay. But I'm going to ask the buyer tomorrow, that's the Gemara Memchet. But Taisha ben Paris, I think, is talking something separate. He's asking in Rashi a different kash entirely. He's saying, the Isser by Rabbi Motzi is to be Masha, because now you're busy with being Mavarit, so you're not over the Isser of Shia. Yeah, Kalmer, why didn't he ask in Rashi Taisha Rosh's kash? What's the problem with it being in the same time? Why can't Tashbisu be in this manner by Rabbi Matzei? Yet in this manner by Rabbi Matzei, but it's a Lamanitic essay. Every essay is that way. Every essay is in the. For some reason, he didn't want to learn the Tashbisu. For some reason, which I don't know what the reason is. For some reason, he held that it's not mistaba that the essay of Tashbisu is a b'di'evad. Most Lamanitic essays are a b'di'evadic essay. They're not an essay that you grow up wanting to do when you're an adult. They're essays that they're essays like Beheshe v'Sagzelo. It's not my ambition to be Mekayim Beheshe v'Sagzelo. If I'll be able to have a Lishigzel, I have to do Beheshe v'Sagzelo. And so with all of the other regular Lavanitic essays. Somehow, for some reason, Tosafos also thinks that that's how Tashbisu is too. After the omission Tashbisu means after you violated by your Rabbi Matzei, after Chatzais, if you violated by your Rabbi Matzei, the Torah gives you a remedy, Tashbisu is only B'Techem. And for some reason, Tosafos ben Peretz was not nicha to learn the pasuk that way. Maybe he thought it's Apshut Shulnikah. That Pshut Shulnikah, Achbi Amishin Tashbisu, means this is something that every Jew is supposed to do. How could it be something that every Jew is supposed to do? It means you violated the law, and now you're being monastic to, and now it means you first violated the law. That's not something you're supposed to want to do. So Tosafos and Tosafos Rosh will answer, yeah, but you're mashal monastavari, so it's okay. And that Yisrael he doesn't have. So he says a different Yisrael. Tyson, maybe I have an answer for that. Since if the Shia is on monastic to be monastic to an essay, it's not over the lap. But it's still not the Tyson. Tyson Rosh holds, it's not like Tyson Rosh. Tyson Rosh holds the emes that Tashbisu is not a lechatilah. Even though Tyson Rosh and Chatesan Levay says that if you mash a chomet on monastic to be monastic to an essay, even in my definition, for the services, for the in order to Mekayim, you're busy with being Mekayim the essay. But it's still Mekayim and Taisir Rosh by us that Tashbisu is not a prescription what you're supposed to do L'chatchila. What you're supposed to do L'chatchila is get rid of the Chametz before Pesach and not have this problem altogether. If you were able by Rabbi Matzah, the Taisir is an Eitz of Tashbisu. And maybe Taisir made a paratel that that Mashman is not Mashman Pesach that way. Ach B'yamish and Tashbisu. It was his mashma that this is something he's supposed to do l'chatchila. So he says, how can you do it l'chatchila? How could it be a mitzvah l'chatchila? So he says, yeah, it's a mitzvah l'chatchila because as long as you're being oisik in the at chatzos, if you l'chatchila, you should do. Yeah. Maybe that one stepped in and he said, but Adam tell you a shot. But the minatera, the procedure is to wait till chatzos and be mevar. Are you going to be over by your Olam Matzi? No, you won't be over by your Olam Matzi because Manshu Isaac with the Uri is not called being Mashu the Chomet. Okay, anyway, that's what I wanted to work through. The Taisha Ben Peretz is not the same as Taisha and Taisha Rosh. Two Mahalchim of you. Taisha and Taisha Rosh hold, Taisha is Sosim, but it's more Mashm like Taisha and Chotet, and the certainly Mashm like Taisha Rosh. Taisha Rosh is very Sosim. But Taisha and Taisha Rosh are going, that Tashbisu fundamentally is here to be Menachik the Lav. It's the remedy for the Lav. And therefore, when they come to it, when they challenge Rashi, what's the pshat in Abai? What's the steer that Abai supposedly saw? Their challenge is that Tashbisu is not a mitzvah l'chatchila. Tashbisu is the thing you do if you're over the lap. So where's the steer? Why can't they both be? Why can't they both be b'tesvav? And they stop right there. They don't need to come on to the big chiddushim from Tesla Beis about Masha Manas, about Masha Chometz, Manas Tavari. It's not necessary to ask an Rashi. For Rashi, the challenge is simple. Tashbisu is just a remedy for the lap. So if I say, they're both B'Tesvav, so why can't they both be B'Tesvav? It happens that in Choftes, they have another Yisoid, which is not necessary for their Kasha and Rashi. And from Choftes and Beis, they cooked up another Yisoid. That if while you're being mashed the chometz, but while you're doing the lab, you're doing the lab as part of the asik of the assay, then it's not called you violated the lab in the first place. That's on Choftes and Beis, but it doesn't do with their Kasha and Rashi. Tosi Rebbeinu Peretz, maybe based on Pshuta Shel Mikra, thought that it's mashman Torah, that Tashbisu is not just the remedy for the lab. Tashbisu is really the lechatchila dikur procedure. But nonetheless, he challenges Rashi, because he says, yes, it's the lechatchila dikur procedure. It also serves to be monastic the lab. That's the Gemara of Tzadik Hei. But it's also a lechatchila dikur procedure. But the lechatchila dikur procedure could be on Tezvav. How could that be? The lechatchila dikur procedure is on Tezvav. So he has a new yisoid that the isur by Yom Motzi is to be right to the kule, and if I'm Isaac Bibiuri, that's not cool that I'm being mashed in the chametz at all. Nothing to slam into class A. But stam that is the definition of by Yom Motzi is that I'm mashed because I'm right to the kule. If I'm not right to the kule, it's not by Yom Motzi. Okay. Good. Stop here. So, okay. Mitzvah tomorrow, we'll go through the Sigan and have it out.
Does Rabbi want us? Rabbi wants us to go through the drushas and.
Yeah, I want to go through the drushas, but I don't want to get too bogged down in it. But we'll go through it. Hopefully, quickly. Famous last words. Okay. Call to.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Evie.